there's the CBPIA released resignation from this prior concern that it comes to judicial recognition and requiring a reapproval of contracts at the same party. That's what we have, because here we have a process where the government compares the party to itself and finds its way to itself as ludicrous evasion of the NEPA process. And the second thing we're requesting is that the government's insistence that it be only looking at the impacts on the delivery area, the service area's contract, which is based on the funding for the water, rather than an independent area to do the calculation of takes the hit from the 1.2 million depending on this, it's deferred from the species being receives contaminated groundwater that flows from the There are situations in which the shortage provision in the contract provides very narrow discretion on the part of the government to deliver less water when it's less water is needed.
I think that the delivery water is
of
tools and options available, and that's all we're saying is it's not fair to implement our guidance to this. Well, overseas, you need to stop making assertions about the order that you're asking us to issue from directing your own recommendation to do a new water needs assessment before they renew any further contracts. Is that what you're asking us to do?
It certainly has authority to do so.
And to answer your question, what does that mean on the order to say? I mean, you have to write an order that's intelligible, that you can always just say that. Yes, I think the fact that it has been updated since 1999 to reflect the fact that over 100,000 acres of wetland service has been required is a solid flex in the part of the paper that they presented by the folks at the Center for Business and the statute says that we do a water needs assessment at 25%. So, they're not in compliance with the law. Because the 25% is in reference to the plan of retirement, which is the scope of it, and that's in 1996, something 6,000 acres will be retired. We were just beginning to understand that the options available now is 5,500 acres will be retired. That's 12 times 7,000. Yet, we still have the water needs assessment as an exclusion clause right on this law. The government should not feel those things are tied. In fact, it has many ways of making better decisions that's fully informed. And if we put the drought here, doing an environmental impact statement or a better EA at minimum would enable the government to make the informed decision that the government requires. That's all we're asking is a separation is formed.
No, I'm asking for more than that. You mean one cessation of all water contracts while the needs assessment is being conducted on this 15th
of October? I think you're right. Don't we call that being our prayer? I believe that we put it out in our briefs before this court. We ask for direction from this court with regard to the fundamental flaws that pervade the government's need in this case.
What do we do if we have a provision that says that essentially the contracts may be renewed while all this is going on?
Yes, as well, the parallel requirement in the same section 3404 CB that directs the government to first conduct an appropriate environmental review. That indeed is one of the reasons why Congress used the term may, is because it could not exclude the need to direct reclamation to regardless of whether an appropriate environmental review had been conducted to simply hand over the water. Congress was wise in this case, and the majority is careful slips of the wording here, is that after working on our review, it could be EA, but it's legal, it should be here, and EIS means less than the SEP. In a thermal review, constantly needed for each of these contract minerals, and also a lot of the states, once one of these reviews is conducted, the reviews can care to be the same. Things have to change, we have the same conditions. Here are the some species, here are the impact from contaminating groundwater, surface water, and so on. But we don't even have a starting point here to say that during this program, because there never was the bottom line program, the programmatic EIS, because the government CDP all together, the overall specifically provided that contract renewals will require site-specific and project-specific reviews. One of the reasons is that in these events here, where you apply water to the land contaminated with selenium and heavy salts and metals, the result is that it sends oceans that have been together with putting greater price on endangered species. So, what we need is to have questions for British I recall correctly there were cross motions for summary judgment. They were for the judgment is that right?
Yes.
Your subject should be the wrong motion and your motion is not their motion.
Yes.
Or at least some of their motions. So if we were to agree with you, what should we say in our order? The judge should have granted the
your motion to sanction because the problem with the remedy phase is that the court always must take into account the current circumstances. And in this case, the current circumstances are that certain fundamental flaws in the way that the public saw these meetings prior to the meetings remain in place as to those who are determined. I think that it's important to say that the example of the false positives that were met before or institutions that visit here, that these are the premises for these approvals. They are flawed in the following respects. We outline eight fundamental flaws. If those flaws are repeated as it appears in all the parties we see repeated, there's no sense in the briefs of supplemental submitted to this court from our colleagues that they have found rectitude and no longer stray from the expression. What I will do is make a checklist of each flaw. If a remaining trial court finds the same values persist, then the trial court should direct the government to follow along. Per this court's ruling, it would be very serious for this court to give substance to meet these lofty commands and provide the instruction that we all want to do. So I think the government would benefit from it. If it was for the district court's confidence for us, is the individual pictures. That's true, but it's something specific I can't state. Because we can't impose the commodities law or the contract law. We can bring the laws over the board to the parents of the community. These have been made up here. So these are years before you start earning credit. When we have the same issue that what a problem here is that it's a public intersection that is recurring in nature because the conversation only for 2 years. That both is inherently tends to evade first premise is absolutely essential in this case, and it gives clear to you when we can create a particular preliminary injunction for the current that's being used in the interlocutory first of all, my injunction review is much more discretionary. Our prospects for success would be far less, and to show irreparable harm, we would have to wait until the species was fully extinct in Brazil. I don't think it's an adequate remedy. Sometimes it deserves some other places.
Is there a procedure that would have to listen to us in the program? So that we can very briefly answer that we can draw this water
I don't believe so. Moreover, I think the issues that we frame will continue in the future. That's not suggesting that we won't. We'll have wet years and dry years and years. So, thank you.
And There's a difference between the renewal of the interim contract and then reclamation absolutely that the long-term contracts are negotiated at the ultimate absolute discretion to review issues such as the contract volume and quantity. And in fact, the contract itself wishes to reduce the contract quantity, but the fee for these waters may be wanted to reduce quantity as a negotiation that informs the lender to opportunity to negotiate and then perform operating the process of a long-term contract, which reclamation is currently in the process of renewing this negotiation comments on all of the litigation and issues with the possible opinions that this waters may be wanting to reach in the next steps. I think that it's important also to look at the not just the extra obligation that reclamation has to renew this contract after the previous warranty, with a firm contractual obligation that they have entered into these contracts with other lenders. 4 years of long-term contracts, those contracts exceeded the age of renewal as was provided under reclamation law. Those contracts that have been renewed in each renewal is determined that the contracts will be renewed as long as the
contract.
the
not blocking the future of countries. Would it be useful for researchers to gather data and maybe help mediators either see later with some of the things
for
possible